Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's text is the Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 12, which we repeat at this time. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. This is our text. Dear friends in Christ and fellow redeemed, a blessed Laetare Sunday, and also Lutheran Heritage Foundation on this fourth Sunday of Lent. I bring you greetings today from our Lutheran Heritage Foundation staff, our executive director, Reverend Dr. Matthew Heise, our founder, Reverend Dr. Bob Ron, as well as our staff in Macomb, Michigan. Gee, I'm allowed to mention Michigan, am I? Oh, good. I'm glad to. And also representatives like myself who are out across the fruited plain this morning preaching Christ and telling some of what he is doing through the translation, publication, distribution, and introduction of books in the languages of people all over the world, books that are based on the Bible, centered on Christ, and driven by God's grace. More on that as we go along, but let's get to the text this morning. Here we are, drawing closer to the end of Lent, yet we're still in the midst of it. And if we look around us, we're here in this country, we're in the midst of some economic woes. The darkness kind of pervades most of our lives. How are we going to afford this? How are we going to get to work, put gas in the car, put food on the table? Meanwhile, over in the Ukraine, the bombs are dropping, the missiles firing, people are dying in the war during the invasion. Yet into our dark world comes the beams of light. This is Laetare Sunday. This is a cheerful Sunday in the midst of our Lent. Isaiah sings and shouts words of praise to God for a day of thanksgiving in the middle of Lent. Oh, but you do remember that these are the Sundays that are in Lent, not of Lent. Because if you count the 40 days, it doesn't quite add up right if you count Sundays. Sundays are not counted. But even though there's a way to go before Easter, and we're waiting for that day to come, when that A word can come back into our liturgy and all the glories and all that, while we're waiting for that day, we can think about how Isaiah's people were waiting in his times. They're waiting for deliverance from the enemies that were about to overwhelm them and overtake them. Hey, but isn't the book of Isaiah filled with warnings? Isaiah judging sin? Calling Gentiles and the people of Israel to repent of their sins? And calling all people to repent of their sins, you and I included. Well, yes, that's true. The call to repentance still goes out. to confess sin, turn to the Messiah, Jesus Christ, or else face God on your own and the judgment that awaits. So sure, Pastor Isaiah and the other prophets, they exhorted and warned God's people of his holy anger over their sin and injustices, and a judgment was impending, and called them to turn their backs on that and believe in Jesus, just as your pastor does. So even though God has his hammer of judgment poised, ready to drop, here we are in Isaiah 12, and songs of joy burst forth as that bright beam of hope slashes, cuts through the darkness of a sin-doomed world and sin-doomed lives to bring the light of the gospel to people sitting in darkness. Just listen to the direct law and gospel in verse 1 of our text. Though you, God, were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. In other words, God is angry with sin. Not just the sin of Isaiah's time, but your sin and my sin. The wages of sin is death, Paul writes to the Romans in chapter 3. And Ezekiel proclaims, the soul that sins and is disbelieves will die. But God has redirected his anger. He's redirected his anger and his punishment away from you to his son, Jesus. Our epistle for today. In Christ, God was reconciling. That is balancing the books. In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And for our sake, God made him, Jesus, to be sin who knew no sin. Now that's the comfort of the gospel, isn't it? That's even in the epistle for today that you heard read. That in Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God. His faithful people, forgiven and faithful because of the grace he has poured out upon us through his word. You have been delivered. Delivered from eternal damnation and condemnation. Our Old Testament text. Your anger is turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. And that's the reason for the joy of this Sunday, the Terry Sunday. But not for just this one day, this one Sunday of the year, but for every day, because God has become our salvation. He himself has come down in the incarnate Christ to deliver sinners from God's eternal wrath by his own suffering, death, and taking that wrath and anger of God upon him. Now, I've used the quite purposely this word a couple of times, and that word is delivered. Because here in chapter 12, Isaiah is calling upon his people to remember the Exodus. Remember how God delivered them through the Red Sea water so that they could walk through on dry ground. how he delivered them from the enemy army by causing the water to fold back in and crush them and drown the enemy. Isaiah is calling them to remember. Just as the ancient Feast of Tabernacles held every fall would do the same, as water would be drawn from the well at Siloam, brought in a wonderful procession to the temple, and then before the Lord poured out. And that water is the water of salvation in your baptism. That water is the water of life, the remembrance how your sin has been drowned at the font in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as the water flowed upon you. And this is why there is the proclamation of this text that looks forward in time. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. But life isn't always that joyful, is it? Sadness, emptiness, economic troubles, moral troubles in the nation, wars in Iraq and Iran and Ukraine. And Lent is a call to reflect upon our mortality that begins with Ash Wednesday. From dust you came, and from dust you shall return. But our texts today call us to remembrance. Call us to remember the Messiah. Even in the gospel for today, it's a reminder that whether we have lived foolishly and spent the inheritance, whether we've kicked aside the graces of God and the forgiveness of sins and walked away from it for a time, the Father has his arms open to welcome us. Or whether we have been stubbornly arrogant or prideful like that older son today, whether we're that elder son who has spent their lifetime in the church as a member and hasn't missed a Sunday and are proud of it, as Pastor said in the children's session message, our Heavenly Father continues to love us and hold out his hands to us and welcome us home in the name of Christ. He waits for us. Just as the hymn writer says, today your mercy calls us to wash away our sin, however great our trespass, wherever we have been. However long from mercy our hearts have turned away, your precious blood can wash us and make us clean today. That's why we begin our service in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so that we remember that we were delivered by the cross, by the blood of Christ, by the mercies of God, delivered to us in holy baptism to set us aside from the rest of the world, where we have been transferred and transformed out of the kingdom of darkness of this world into the kingdom of light and life in Christ. So as his redeemed, we do as Isaiah says. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of God's kingdom, for great in your midst is Christ, the Holy One of Israel. See this well of salvation that God has. This water that wells up, this living water from Christ, goes out across the world through you to others next door, in your neighborhood, in your community, across and throughout the world. For nearly 30 years, the Lutheran Heritage Foundation has been pouring this water of joy out on people across the world the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation proclaimed by God's word that brings comfort, peace, and joy, even in the midst of the worst circumstances of life. Because the Holy Spirit is at work in that word. That word that is translated, published, distributed, and introduced. That word that is in the heart language of people around the world. You know, there's something that's very special about reading and hearing God's word of salvation in your own heart language. It's the language that you know best, like English is your heart language from, I'm sure, most of you. There's no need to translate it from one language into your language and then respond back in someone else's language. There's no need for translation because God's word comes direct to you. And it is that word of God in the heart language that is at work in the lives of people throughout the world. The Lutheran Heritage Foundation in 30 years has published almost 4 million books, 1,200 titles over that. And those 1,200 titles are spread across 120 different languages, including books that are used in Latvia. One of the missions, foreign missions, that you, the Saints of Trinity, support with your mission offerings. You know, Riga, Latvia was one of the first places where LHF got started, along with St. Petersburg, Russia. And if you look at the list that's out on the table, the book list, oh, you'll see the list goes on and on and on of books published in Latvian. That's because the Latvians are very near and dear to our hearts. They were like a congregation of St. Paul that heard the word in the midst of the worst and darkest times after the fall of the Berlin Wall and the breakup of the Soviet Union. And they heard, they rejoiced, and they continued to draw water from the wells of salvation. And all of these books that you'll see on that book list are given away for free. God's grace is free, so we give away God's word proclaimed and explained in books like the Spanish Bible with its catechisms in over 100 different languages, devotional books like the one that you see on the end of the table there that are in Latvian, maybe that's over in the hall, you know, on that display table. But you see, it's that light that is penetrating the darkness. Light that came into the life of a Muslim man in Kenya who was a Somali refugee, like the 100,000 or so all who were also in that camp with him. One day he wandered into a Christian worship service led by a Lutheran missionary. He sat down to listen, stayed for the Bible study, and at the end, the missionary handed him a catechism in his heart language, the Somali language, along with some other devotional books from the Lutheran Heritage Foundation and the two parted company. A few weeks later, the man came back. And interestingly enough, as the service started, At the invocation, he made the sign of the cross, listened intently, participated in the worship service, stayed and drank in the word, the Bible study, and when the missionary spoke with him at the end of things for the day, he realized, the missionary did, that the Holy Spirit had done the heavy lifting once again. That word of God in the catechism, proclaimed and explained, especially in the second article of the Apostles' Creed, had brought that man to faith in Christ as his own Savior. Well, as a wise guy, decided to use that anecdote in a staff devotion at the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. And I was expecting praise the Lord's, hallelujahs, and so forth. And no, I didn't get that. I just got folded hands and smiles and nodding heads. Oh, Bob, we hear about that even several times a week from missionaries out on the mission field. That, my friends in Christ, is the power of the Word of God at work around the world and even around the corner from here in Elmore, where you may have people moving in who don't speak English and who need your help in knowing God, knowing the true God, the triune God after whom your church is named. May I invite you to not just stop by the display table out here and see the books and even get to see the brand new Spanish hymnal and the brand new book we're going to print in languages around the world for teenagers, as well as Ukrainian catechism. Come over to the presentation in the fellowship hall. Take you around the world in 40 minutes or so to see the smiling faces, see the people who've been in doom and gloom like there are in these days, who have received the Word of God with great joy and celebration and continue to sing praises to Him as the Lutheran Heritage Foundation makes known His deeds among the peoples, as our text says, and proclaim that His name, the name of Jesus, is exalted. Now, I want to also invite you this day, and well, first of all, let me thank you. It wasn't until I checked recently that I realized how faithful you all are in supporting the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. Our many thanks to you for at least annually and sometimes twice a year sending in support to the Lutheran Heritage Foundation to publish books like those that you see on that display table, most of which cost only $5 to produce in Bangkok, Thailand, where our main printer is. Let me also invite you personally to become a regular giver personally of the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. In your bulletin, you've got one of these brochures that has a drop-down and tear-off envelope. You could use that with a check or a contribution in your name on the address panel, or take it home and prayerfully consider a gift and mail it in. If you personally have not ever given to the Lutheran Heritage Foundation before, we have a generous donor who says that if you've never given or haven't given in 12 months, they'll match your donation dollar for dollar. So do the math. A $25 contribution, let's say, would produce 5 small catechisms or 5 children's books for someone somewhere in the world. And double that means 10 instead of just 5, if we do the math. Friends and fellow redeemed, let us remember that for the joy that was set before Him, Jesus endured the pain, the shame, and the wrath of God on the cross and sat down at the right hand of God, from which He rules and governs the world at large, ordering all things to do according to His good and gracious will over time. And so with joy we draw water from the wells of salvation, drinking it in richly in word and sacrament, so that it wells up and overflows on this Lateri Sunday to each other and out to the ends of the world. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep your hearts and your minds in and through Christ Jesus, today and always. Amen.